Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful a noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about that which completes the pilgrimage and the Hajj. As you know, we are in the month of Dhul-Hajjah, and this is the Hajj season. A lot of our esteemed listeners are currently performing the Hajj, and we extend our congratulations to them and ask Allah to accept their pilgrimage to Mecca. A lot of us have not gone there yet, and we pray to Allah that He gives us the opportunity to do so. And today, it should be noted that today is the martyrdom of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, and for this, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most solemn and grave day. And in connection with this, we would like to recite this hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam regarding that which completes the pilgrimage, which perfects it, which completes it. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Indeed, people have been ordered to come to these stones," meaning the edifice of the Kaaba, "to circumambulate them," meaning to revolve around them, to circle them, "and then to come to us, to inform us of their love and loyalty, and to declare their support for us," meaning the belief in the Imam, the love for the A'imma alayhim as-salam, and loyalty to them and supporting them. These are all things that complete the pilgrimage to Mecca and perfect it. In a similar tradition, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, he said something similar. He said, "The pilgrimage is completed by meeting the Imam, tamamul hajj, liqa'ul imam." Of course, you know, we cannot apply this hadith literally in our era, because as you know, we are in the era of the occultation of the living imam. We do not have direct access to him, but we can manifest, and we can apply this general principle in our current, time, by, being loyal to the Imam, following his orders, loving him, displaying affection for him, supporting him, whenever he is disobeyed, or whenever, disbelief in wilayat and imamat is been expressed, supporting his cause, and preparing the way for his reappearance. These are all things that can complete the Hajj for us. It's interesting to note that in a similar tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said something similar. He said, "Complete your pilgrimage by visiting the Messenger of Allah when you leave to visit the house of Allah. For deserting it is unkind, and that is what you have been commanded to do in the Quran." The Quran said, "And complete wa atimmu al-hajj wal umrah," complete it, not just perform it, but complete it, perfect it. How do we perfect it? By visiting the Messenger of Allah, by observing the rites of the graves that Allah has made incumbent on you to visit, and ask for your increase in your sustenance thereat. Meaning, you should, after going to Mecca and performing the pilgrimage there, you should visit the grave of the Holy Prophet Muhammad and pray your salutations to him there. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at that which completes the pilgrimage in the words of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.